Since the 1930s, Mickey has been adopted as the face of Disney, a face that has made billions of dollars in merchandise. He's not just the star of films, but also theme parks, cruise ships, and all sorts of memorabilia and toys. Mickey Mouse has become a masterclass in how to do branding. To talk about the legend and icon that is Mickey Mouse today, I'll be chatting to the film critic Karen Krusanovich and the author Brian Sibley, who's written plenty on Disney, including Mickey Mouse, His Life and Times. First up, here's Karen.
Oh, boy!
Karen, thanks for joining us in the studio today to talk about 90 years of Mickey Mouse. One hardly knows where to start, for Disney, very good reasons. What do we think about when we think about Mickey? What does he mean to you?
Mickey is like Coca-Cola to me. He is a brand. He represents Disney. His shape is copyrighted.
His silhouette, right?
His silhouette,
yes. He's even more famous
yes.
than when he's colored in, I guess.
Exactly. He doesn't have five fingers because Walt wanted to save time drawing. And he says, basically, this has saved the Disney Corporation millions of dollars. The fact he only has three fingers.
He's an interesting guy. He's kind of indivisible from, as you say, Disney, the company, the brand, all of the kind of multifarious ways in which that huge corporation now exists and works. I kind of feel that he's kind of also indivisible from the American dream. He's kind of done everything that America's done all throughout the 20th century, right?
Yeah, he has. He actually is Mickey Mouse in the American way, yeah. Although, usually when you say Mickey Mouse usually means kind of small time. Initially, it used to mean small time, kind of rinky-dink, as my father would say. But now Mickey Mouse is definitely big time.
It's a funny thing. I mean, I don't know how he was necessarily kind of used in the war and all the rest of it, but he's kind of been associated with simple good times, those kind of all-American good times. But I wonder if you deem him, I mean, he was later turned into a work of art. He was a product for children in the beginning. Do you think of him as a work of art, though, in terms of a completely well-rounded movie character? You know, could he be played by Gregory Peck? I wonder.
Well, quite a few of his films were nominated for an Oscar, and one did, in fact, win. And he was also the first cartoon character to star in the Walk of Fame. Mm. So, yes, he is technically a work of art. But to me, he seems like something honed to be a modern entertainment symbol, like the Nike tick almost. He is copyright come to life. He's a logo come to life. And in that, he is genius.
Segment 1.
Since the 1930s, Mickey has been adopted as the face of Disney, a face that has made billions of dollars in merchandise. He's not just the star of films, but also theme parks, cruise ships, and all sorts of memorabilia and toys. Mickey Mouse has become a masterclass in how to do branding. To talk about the legend and icon that is Mickey Mouse today, I'll be chatting to the film critic Karen Krusanovich and the author Brian Sibley, who's written plenty on Disney, including Mickey Mouse, His Life and Times. First up, here's Karen.
Oh, boy!
Karen, thanks for joining us in the studio today to talk about 90 years of Mickey Mouse. One hardly knows where to start, for Disney, very good reasons. What do we think about when we think about Mickey? What does he mean to you?
Segment 2.
Mickey is like Coca-Cola to me. He is a brand. He represents Disney. His shape is copyrighted.
His silhouette, right?
His silhouette,
is even more famous
yes.
than when he's colored in, I guess.
Exactly. He doesn't have five fingers because Walt wanted to save time drawing. And he says basically, this has saved the Disney Corporation millions of dollars. The fact he only has three fingers.
He's an interesting guy. He's kind of indivisible from, as you say, Disney, the company, the brand, all of the kind of multifarious ways in which that huge corporation now exists and works. I kind of feel that he's kind of also indivisible from the American dream. He's kind of done everything that America's done all throughout the 20th century, right?
Segment 3.
Yeah, he has. He actually is Mickey Mouse in the American way, yeah. Although, usually when you say Mickey Mouse usually means kind of small time. Initially, it used to mean small time, kind of rinky-dink, as my father would say. But now Mickey Mouse is definitely big time.
It's a funny thing. I mean, I don't know how he was necessarily kind of used in the war and all the rest of it, but he's kind of been associated with simple good times, those kind of all-American good times. But I wonder if you deem him, I mean, he was later turned into a work of art. He was a product for children in the beginning. Do you think of him as a work of art, though, in terms of a completely well-rounded movie character? You know, could he be played by Gregory Peck? I wonder.
Segment 4.
Well, quite a few of his films were nominated for an Oscar, and one did, in fact, win. And he was also the first cartoon character to star in the Walk of Fame. Mm. So, yes, he is technically a work of art. But to me, he seems like something honed to be a modern entertainment symbol. Like the Nike tick, almost. He is copyright come to life. He's a logo come to life. And in that, he is genius.